blah 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 blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Well, Sean, that's what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Blah Blah Podcast, episode 12. Yeah, I just... Oh, man.
12.
I am Jason Green. You are my podcasting partner in crime, Sean Smith.
And, no funny name?
And we are returned with... We have... Oh, I am sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just getting over a cold. I feel very lightheaded at points, coughing phlegm. Okay, we have Jobo again, Joseph Patino.
So basically what he's saying, Jobo, is if he goes down, you have to take over.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Joe, thanks for coming back. You're going to grace us with your knowledge.
And
your lack of knowledge.
Yes.
My what?
All right, gents, let's dive right into this. Let's start with what are your opinions on Better Call Saul?
Oh, Better Call Saul. I don't want to use the obvious pun. Because,
what would that be?
Well, better than Breaking Bad.
That's not a pun. It's a word.
I know.
You think it's better than Breaking Bad?
No, I didn't say that.
It's too early for me to tell. I love it. I think it's great.
It's really good.
It's only four episodes in, but I fucking love the cinematography. I think it's shot beautifully.
It's shot just like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but I feel like it's more like...
It's different, though, because...
Like, Breaking Bad didn't find its cinema... I feel... You can correct me if I'm wrong. You can rebuttal me, but I feel like Breaking Bad didn't find its cinematic footing right away.
No, it kind of did.
Breaking Saul. Saul.
That's the prequel.
Saul.
I mean, sequel.
Already has its cinematic footing, like in the footing in the upper echelon, and it's just it looks great. I love Bob Odenkirk. Like he, it's funny because he had a string of like bad movies. Like he made that Brother Solomon movie.
Let's go to prison.
Remember that? Yeah, he made that. Yeah, the Brother Solomon with Will Forte and Will Arnett, where they're trying to find a sperm donor. He made that movie, which tanked. He was he's actually really more of a comedic guy, and Saul is serious and funny at the same time. I think it's great.
Very different character as opposed to Bryan Cranston leading Breaking Bad. Different dichotomy, but also you know what? I think as important as your lead character is also your supporting cast, and I feel.
Yeah.
They have a really strong group of supporting actors.
Michael McKean's really good as the brother.
Yeah, I really like
it's a very interesting character.
Let's talk about him for a second, because like when he's first introduced, you can tell he has some weird phobia, but you don't really know what. And Joe, did you see the most recent episode?
Yeah, I'm all caught up.
And at the very end, he goes outside to get the newspaper, and he at this point, you know, he has like some kind of phobia for electromagnetism.
Yeah, anything like electronic, I think.
Yeah.
That's why you have to put your phone in the mailbox. That's why you have to put your wallet in the mailbox. You get the credit card.
Ground yourself.
Yeah.
Ground yourself. Yeah. Ground yourself. He lives in pitch black because he doesn't have any lights.
Don't have a fridge. Yeah. He has to put everything in an ice box.
It's like, is that? I mean, I know there's
it's
really.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
I wonder what the name is. But he runs around in a space blanket when he's outside. Well, he's outside for that one scene. He puts a space blanket on. And they have, like, the camera shots, like...
GoPro, almost.
Yeah, like, distorted all around him to show, like,
the only piece
his
of
vision.
I think the only piece of, technology he has is his amp, which goes up to 11.
Boo. I expected that one from Jason.
Michael McKean, more like Michael...
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. That makes no sense.
Because he's clean.
How do you know he's clean? He's living in his own filth. Who's cleaning?
Yeah, do you think he has indoor plumbing? Does that deal with electricity? Because when my power goes out, I can't flush the toilet.
I don't know.
Okay. No, anyway, I just lost my train of thought. Yeah, and there's the supporting female lead. I don't remember her name right now.
The blonde one.
Yeah.
Kim, right? Kim.
Kim? Let's go with Kim.
Yeah. She's, I don't know the actress's name, but she's good.
And what's his name? Harlan?
Yeah, the guy Hamlin.
Mike Hamlin. Hamlin. Yeah, he's
the rival attorney, the rival judge, or whatever the fuck.
I wasn't sure about him when the show started the first episode, but
yeah.
It seems like he's coming into the character more.
Yeah,
Tuco made an appearance.
Yeah,
that was friggin' crazy.
Maybe he'll make another.
I still don't know what to make out of
Nacho.
See,
he's gonna be a threat.
I think I can see him either being a threat or an anti-hero. and maybe Saul will need him. Kind of like Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z, where he's a bad guy for a while, then they team up, now, but he's still a bad guy.
I was on the Breaking Bad Wikipedia, and they were saying that that they were in Saul's first appearance when Walt and Jesse have him at the pit, and they're about to act like they're going to kill him in order to get the service for Badger. Saul mistakes them as some other people, and he goes, "It wasn't me, it was Ignacio." And some people think that that's Nacho. That's his full name, and Nacho's a nickname.
You're right.
Some people think that that's who that character is. Someone.
I'll give him credit if that's true.
That'd be crazy.
That sounds really plausible. See, to me, I really like Michael Mandel. He played, this is my video game knowledge, but Far Cry 3, really good game from 2 years ago. Michael Mandel played Voss, the main bad guy.
Let's not forget, if that is the same character that was referenced once in Breaking Bad, these are the same guys who took a joke Saul said about working at a Cinnabon and made that an actual plot point.
Oh, I love the opening for that.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Good. Yeah. But Michael Mandel was excellent as Voss in Far Cry 3.
Am I the only person who finds the actor himself not threatening enough?
Give him time. He just watch Voss in Far Cry 3. Like, he's not like overbearing. Excuse me. He's not like overbearing and like towering over you, like power type of intimidating. He's more like insidious and cerebral. He gets in your head. He's like a snake. That type of intimidating. So I could see Ignacio doing that. And but he's just creepy as hell, Michael Mandel.
Jason made the point earlier about how, you know, how far are we going to go as far as, you know, because they have said it's not just a prequel, it's also a sequel as well.
And a prequel to a prequel, because they're showing things before Better Call Saul, before he's even a lawyer.
Yes, yeah. Which
Better Call Jimmy.
Which I love, because you don't realize how much they relate to the actual episode until the episode actually happens.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And apparently the one that they just did for this past week, they only did it because they ran short on the show on time.
What do you mean?
Well, they shot the episode and they realized that the episode was too short. So they added that opening to the episode.
Where he's like, he's conning the guy?
Yeah. So, but it worked out perfectly.
So did they shoot that really late in the game?
Probably.
Oh.
But so I was thinking, like, what if, and they don't have to do this often because clearly you don't want to go too far in the future. What if every season opener is
him now?
Him or in the future, or as we would refer to a current day, and you build up in the last season is that future.
Yeah, maybe he'll
that could be cool.
Yeah, maybe he'll like become another lawyer or something like that. I like Saul. I hope he has a happy ending. I mean, he could do stuff as the show goes on that really makes me not like him. But like, you know, Walter White, out and out, well, he was gonna die because he's an evil motherfucker. But Saul looks like a guy who's like, you know, he's not like an ass. He could be, but right now I see him as like a guy trying to make a living trying to make a living and, you know, pulling strings in different directions that aren't good. But he's still honest and trying to make
the man
a
he ends up, though, you know, let's not forget he's still involved in the drug trade.
Yeah.
He still, like, you know, doesn't mind killing people. Like, remember he said when he was talking about, like, why don't you just kill Badger?
And yeah, like, he's totally forgot about that.
You know, things like that. But he never struck me as
he's not a
the
bad
least
guy.
Moral person. He's just a lawyer, you know? He knows how to work the system. But even then, when he realized, okay, the gig's up, you know, this is it. I need to change my life now. There's no more going back. We can't do this anymore, Walt. Like, he realized that.
Yeah.
And he's like one of the few characters who gets it, you know, like when he realizes that.
He's smart.
He can't keep doing this. He's just not going to do it.
I just hope he has a happy ending. But
well, we'll see. I mean, granted, this is the first season. You were saying about how I don't know how long the show can go.
Yeah, I can't really picture it.
I could see it going the same length as Breaking Bad. If they have enough characters, introduce enough storylines, which they can.
Mike's in it. He's a toll booth operator right now.
And it's so cool. I forget who was talking. I think it was Evan talking about how cool it is, you know, when you see Mike in Breaking Bad, and he's like this just crazy fixer, and he goes around killing people. And here he's just pretty much confined to a box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And look how bored
he is.
Have
you heard that we're getting the Mike backstory episode this season?
Oh, that'd be cool. We're going to finally learn what he did to leave the force.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to get an actor to play young him.
I hope not. Just put him in a wig.
And yeah. And I hope it's the story that he talked about the domestic violence case. I hope we get to see that.
That's how he broke bad.
Yeah.
And You know that Jonathan Banks was only supposed to be in Breaking Bad for like two episodes.
Well, Aaron Paul was only supposed to be in for half a season.
What was that?
Aaron Paul was only going to be half a season.
Walt Jr. was supposed to be killed by Crazy 8 for some reason.
Yeah, and then Walter White was supposed to torture him. You ever read that?
Yeah, right.
He was supposed to torture him and like skin him. But they were like, the producers were like, said to Vince Gilligan, this is too dark. And he's like, all right, I'll
That's probably for the best.
I'll just, you know, write something else there.
All right, Reagan.
Mommy.
Well, let's...
breakfast.
This is a fifth family.
Baking breakfast with Walt Jr.
Let's jump on over to Oscar results.
Ooh, Oscars.
Oscars. First of all, what'd you guys think of Neil Patrick Harris? I thought he was...
I thought he was good at the opening number.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
And then everything else fell flat.
The truth, I didn't watch
You don't like
Oscars.
Gay people, do you?
No, they're cool.
You didn't watch? Why not?
I didn't watch. I was supposed to go see my girlfriend's show. Like, she produced a production of Raisin in the Sun, or she stage managed a production of Raisin in the Sun. Supposed to be on that Saturday, but we got a really bad snowstorm, so the show got canceled and got moved to Sunday.
Mm.
And it was during the Oscars, so
don't they know?
I was like, Oscars or my girlfriend's show. That's my priority.
Oscars.
So
Oscars are only once a year.
So, but I had people texting me, you know, and during intermission and after the show, I would check my phone and see the results. And I am so happy.
Boyhood.
That 12-year pretentious piece of shit lost.
Oh, me too, man.
And
I
lost
really was.
Hard.
Yeah, and only won one thing. Patricia Arquette, who was like, women's rights.
She wasn't even that good. The only good actor, the only person I thought was really good in that movie was Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, he was good. But then again, she only won because of a weak field. I mean, tell me who else could have won.
Who else was nominated?
That year.
She was supporting actress,
right? Emma Stone was in there.
I thought she was great.
I thought Emma Stone
but
was
she's
great.
Not... She wasn't going to win from that.
Yeah.
Who else was in there?
Nathan Lane.
Who else was in
there? For, what is it, Mouse Hunt 2?
Nathan Lane for his performance in Titan A.E.
There you go. Yeah, fit it in. I read on someone posted this article on Reddit. I don't remember what Hollywood actor said this, but they were commenting on Patricia Arquette's speech about women's rights and pretty much said, it's like, you do know that that dress she's wearing is way more money than some women make in a year. So
well,
like,
that's missing the point.
Yeah.
Back to the Oscars. J.K. Simmons.
Phenomenal.
Winning for Whiplash.
Phenomenal.
I had seen it already. Jobo watched it last night.
I
really
want to
see it. Do you have it on DVD?
I don't. No.
Why are you looking at me? You could possibly see it.
Well, you don't have DVDs. You have all Blu-rays.
Exactly.
Do you have it on
like
Blu-ray?
Like a real man.
I have no money for Blu-rays. I'm a broke college student.
It's
who
not
don't
that
need
much
no man.
More expensive.
Don't need no Blu-ray. Don't
it's not no much more expensive.
But it's every dollar I could scrounge, I'm keeping.
That's why you can't get them when they first come out. You have to wait a couple weeks and then.
You think is it on?
Yes.
The website.
Yes. But anyway, well deserved by J.K. Simmons.
Totally.
Also,
best Jonah Jameson in the world.
Also, Julianne Moore won for
I didn't see that movie.
That movie, Still Alice, which I believe she has Alzheimer's.
Is she still Alice?
She doesn't think so. I mean, somebody
Is
needs
it
to tell her.
Still in the theaters?
No,
it's been forgotten about.
No. Oh, boo!
Boo! So she won for that. Obviously, again, disease. You get the Oscar.
Oh, yeah, you were totally right about Redmayne, which is, like, funny because he has Jupiter Ascending is out now, and he is the villain. Redmayne's the villain in Jupiter Ascending, and I heard his performance was atrocious.
So the Oscar is most likely going to, you know, the Oscar in the Academy is going to like my film about a man infected with scurvy.
He can't find a lemon anywhere.
You can't find a lemon, and he's played by Eddie Redmayne.
What was I saying the other day? It's an hour of him shitting in a chair.
Oh.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, what?
I have no. I'm sure.
What I asked was like, what was the jokey man about Iron Man? He's shitting in a bucket.
No.
Imagine Eddie Redmayne like, I'm going to take a poop now. He shits in a bucket.
Listen, well, as Vin would say, Kermit the Frog.
No, he was Kermit the Frog in Les Mis. He sang like Kermit.
I have never heard of Eddie Redmayne until he got like. A few months ago.
Les Mis, first time.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, I can understand giving it to him. I still would have given it to Steve Carell if it was me.
I haven't seen Foxcatcher.
And I liked Michael Keaton also in Birdman. But
you see that bit where Michael Keaton was folding up his
speech and
putting it away?
It was sad, but at the same time, I knew that he was just doing it just so he would be prepared when he got up there.
Yeah, I think they all do that.
I don't think they all do that, but I think he was forward-thinking enough to do it.
He should have won.
And then, you know. But anyway, I was excited because Best Director went to Birdman.
Alejandro González Iñárritu.
That's correct. I'm surprised you had that first try.
I do a lot of things good on my first try.
Once I heard that, I knew the chances were rising because at first it was like, well, it could go either way. I'm expecting Boyhood, but as soon as we got director, and I say we as in everyone's pulling for Birdman.
Oh yeah.
I felt good about that, and then finally we got Best Picture. And I was just ecstatic because I mentioned this on the Benny episode because I've been making top 10 lists for each year for like the last 8 years or so.
Yeah.
I've never had a movie that I ranked number one win Best Picture.
What did you have ranked number one this year?
Birdman? Was it Birdman?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Did you get hit with Stephen Hawking's disease real quick?
Yes.
Are you shitting in a chair?
Yes.
We're going to cut and you're going to randomly have a new kid.
Sean, if I die during this podcast, just...
No, Jobo. He's taking over.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're taking over.
Just put my body in that recliner over there.
Well, I mean, we can all dream. But so, yeah, the Oscars overall, I mean, as far as the production went, I loved the... I feel they really stepped it up with their graphics and, you know, overall. Yeah. So the director seemed drunk a few times, though. But overall, I feel like the production was good. Neil Patrick Harris is not a comedian, and some of
his jokes. But you know what? I like him, but his jokes were just like
the stuff that they wrote for him just was not good.
No, and he always like paused for like 1 second and just like smiled, and then everyone laughed.
He just didn't have good material. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, his music was. I mean, if you think back to Ellen last year,
she was good.
I didn't find her funny, but I liked what she did. Like the pizza guy coming in, it's just like. And
Ellen is not drop dead funny. She's
she's got like good deadpan humor.
She's help me out here, Jobo. What is Ellen?
A lesbian.
Other than that,
she is
hot.
Love and life.
She's Dory.
She's her own kind of comedian.
Yeah, she does. She does whatever she feels like.
Yeah, she's not going to...
Not like an Andy Dick, I'm going to just do whatever I feel like, but like...
Well, that's a different kind.
But Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. Kirk Cameron.
Save Christmas.
He did save Christmas. But anyway...
He saved the Razzies.
Yes, the Oscars all finished with, and we'll look forward to next year.
Yeah. So, gentlemen.
Hopefully, we can get Gilbert Gottfried as the host this year.
Oh,
start the petition.
God, where's Benny?
He's not here.
Damn it. Well, I think that...
Birdman 2 should win.
Did you notice during the In Memoriam, Robin Williams got like a full 15 seconds as opposed to everyone else?
And there was a controversy about
they missed Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, yeah.
Joan Rivers' ghost.
Well, you hear that she donated her body to Tupperware.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Is it any funny, Chief?
All right, gents, I think it's time we swing on over to the biggest news of the year. I am just going to stick to this.
Real quick, before we continue, one thing I want to touch base about the Oscars. You guys remember that part where Stephen Hawking came out? Like, he actually came out to present, and then he got out of his chair, bent over, and stuck a dildo up his ass?
And then he said, this feels so good.
Ellen came in and was like helping him. Like,
well, that was the part they didn't televise, but you got the...
Ellen came in and was like, I know how to work this thing. He started fucking Stephen Hawking in the ass.
How did he bend over?
It was a miracle, man.
He has no movement.
It was either a miracle or like they just had strings on him and just like...
Oh, God.
Are you sure it wasn't actually Eddie Redmayne back in the makeup?
Damn
it, the magic of movie making.
I heard there was a deleted scene in Whiplash where Stephen Hawking was drumming.
What, was he banging his head against the drum? Like, how does that even work?
No crazy event beats Andre 84, though.
No, no, it doesn't.
Andre 84.
Never forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andre 84 is a reference to a podcast that they did without me because they are fuckers. No, I'm kidding. It's one of the Benny podcasts. Mm-hmm. Was it the third, mm-hmm. second one? I don't remember, but it's very funny. You should go listen to it on the Blah Blah Podcast YouTube channel.
Or iTunes.
That's what this Oscars needed.
iTunes?
Benny?
No, Andre the Giant.
Oh.
Could you imagine Benny
Wasn't he in the In Memoriam?
I don't know. He's been like, you know, he'd be in every memoriam for every medium.
Could you imagine Benny hosting the Oscars? Oh, God.
All the black people need to leave now.
Hi, I'm Benny Pinnell. Welcome to the Oscars.
ladies and gentlemen, Benny is not really racist.
Everyone, look, there's Oprah.
We just like poking fun at him. Because he's very racist.
12 years or not. Slave. Fuck that shit.
All right, gents. Let's swing over to the biggest topic of the year and stick to it for as long as we can.
You're right. Because the sweater.
Yeah, what color was that sweater?
The dress. Or what was it, a sweater or a dress?
Dress.
Yeah, what color is that dress?
I see blue and gold.
I saw gold and white.
I see blue and gold, which no one else sees.
Well, I don't see color because I'm not a racist.
Okay, and on that note,
hashtag all dresses matter.
equal rights for dresses.
Gents, it happened. I remember once I said to myself. Shut the fuck up. I remember once I said to myself that it would be a perfect world if Spider-Man was in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then it happened. Sony and Marvel.
Like right then?
Yes. So I was at the deal. Sony and Marvel reached a deal that Spider-Man can now be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The Amazing Spider-Man run is dead, just like Gwen Stacy. And
well, this time, a little spider web didn't reach out in a hand form to come get
her. Yeah, a Sony symbol reached out in a hand form, but it still fell down that clock tower.
Can I just tell you a story?
Please. Yeah.
You see, back in 2002, there was a young boy from Sicklerville, New Jersey. He was in about...
Andre the Giant?
He was about 9-10 years old, and he was going to see Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
in theaters opening weekend. He was excited. He wasn't that big on Superman. He knew Batman, but he was excited. Spider-Man. That seems cool. So he saw it, and then saw it again like a couple weeks later and fell in love with it. Spider-Man 2 came out. He loved it. And then as it kept going, every single superhero movie he saw, he really liked. He looked forward to the superhero movies. And what he noticed was that you can do so many crazy things with the medium of filmmaking. So he then decided to attend a summer filmmaking camp, and some of his first movies that he made were superhero movies, kind of idolize them. But as he started making more movies, he realized that there's, you know, different things about different movies, and he started looking at the art of film in a different light. And realized that's what he wanted to do with his life, make movies. So this boy grew up to be a 21-year-old handsome man.
Oh, that's not Mark Webb?
Nope. Nope.
I thought this was the plot for the new Eddie Redmayne disabled movie.
He would not be the man that he is today had it not been for the first Tobey Maguire Man movies.
It's Tobey Maguire Man.
And then the Amazing Spider-Man came along.
Then the Amazing Spider-Man came out, and he saw his icon, the character that made him who he was, bent over a pinball table and fucked like Jodie Foster.
And this time, not by George Lucas and Steven Spielberg.
This time by Avi Arad.
Oh, fucking asshole. And Spider-Man 3 came out, by the way. And he didn't really care when it came out. It wasn't as good, but he didn't really hate it. And then as he got older, he realized that it was horrible. But to this day, he still likes it more than The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2.
So do I, my friend. Who is that man?
Andre the Giant.
little boy growing up in Sicklerville, France.
Sicklerville, France.
Oh, bonjour.
So anyway, Spider-Man. Gents, what are your thoughts on Sony and Marvel landing this deal?
Oh, I mean, I'm excited.
Oh, me too.
Now, before we go, what are the specifics? Because it's all over the place.
Do we even know the specifics?
I heard that... Well, Spider-Man's going to first appear in a Marvel movie.
Most likely
coming.
Civil War,
They haven't confirmed, but it's... I don't see why it would be Civil War.
I had heard that they had two scripts written, one with Black Panther taking the Spider-Man role and the other with Spider-Man.
taking the Spider-Man role.
But Black Spider-Man Panther still would be in it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I heard a rumor that Spider-Man's going to be at an end credits scene in Avengers 2, which I could totally see
happening.
Because they're casting him now. They could do it in the next, like...
Yeah, I think they need to get that quick.
Yeah. But I am extremely excited for this because I hated the Amazing Spider-Man movies, and...
Here's what I heard about it. He appears in a Marvel Studios movie.
Yeah.
Then after that, Sony can make any movies they want, but Marvel has a say in all of them.
Yeah.
They also, from what I heard, were working on a deal to try and get characters to cross over.
Yeah,
you could see, like, Peter's parents interacting with Howard Stark and Peggy Carter. Like,
I heard
like that
they have all of the Spider-Man's villains, too. All of them.
Yeah. So they can cross over.
So right now we have Spider-Man most likely in Civil War, and then his new rebooted own solo Marvel-run movie in the cinematic universe in July 2017. And, you know, no director yet or anything, but it's going to be good because Marvel has a say in it now.
Here's what I think they need to do, though. Combine the two universes. Have Spider-Man introduce, he's been Spider-Man for a while.
Oh, yeah, I think
he's still
that.
In high school. Gwen Stacy's dead. Uncle Ben's dead. He's fought Doc Ock. He's fought Goblin. He's fought Electro.
I don't know if they'll go that far because it's like, then where was any mention of this in the other movies? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think there has to be something because they're still doing the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
Which is
a mistake.
Yeah. It could be cool if, you know, Marvel can have a say in it.
What if Dean DeHaan reprises his great role as the Green Goblin?
You can't make me more dead.
I can't die more.
Stellar acting. He should have won an Oscar.
Peter.
You realized he noticed that it was Peter because Gwen and him stood next to each other.
And then he goes, Peter, when you said Spider-Man said no, you actually meant you said no.
And then Jamie Foxx hated him because he didn't remember his name.
Nope. On his birthday.
Yeah.
Then the Rhino comes out of nowhere and he's the best thing in that entire movie.
Which is not saying much.
But anyway. I am very happy. I think he has to have...
You good there?
Got some web in your throat?
No,
keep fucking that chicken.
I coughed. I was coughing and I forgot that there was a microphone in front of me.
But
once
he jumps into it, even if he didn't fight like Doc Ock and Green Goblin, he's fought some people. He's fought Electro. He's fought maybe like Scorpion.
Yeah,
maybe
I'd
Sandman.
Love to see him on the big screen.
He's been around the block. That's how they need to introduce him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if we do that, who is the main villain in the movie?
The new one. I hope they do Vulture or Scorpion.
Scorpion. They can do Venom, right?
Yeah, they can now. I hope they just cast
the Venom
spinoff's
definitely not happening.
No, no.
I doubt Sinister Six will even happen. To be perfectly honest,
probably not.
If Sony wants it, I mean, they'll try.
Now everyone was worried because recently the new CEO of Sony was this guy who was in charge of Fox around the time of Daredevil and X3 and all these horrible movies. So everyone was worried, but there was just a new kind of statement release saying he and Avi Arad have like very minimal control.
Good.
And it's going to be Kevin Feige of Marvel Studios and Amy Pascal.
Yeah, they're going to like have a spider orgy. But I'm very excited. And the main runnings for Peter Parker are Dylan O'Brien from The Maze Runner and Logan Lerman from Percy Jackson. Logan Lerman already, he was in the talks of being Spider-Man for The Amazing Spider-Man.
They should actually cast a young person for it.
Well, I don't really know how old he is. I don't think he's that young. I don't think
he's not 32 like Andrew Garfield.
They should cast Danny DeVito.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Mary Jane is a whore.
I just want to make one statement about The Amazing Spider-Man. I wish they included a scene where it's the will of Uncle Ben being read, and it's, you know, Aunt May and Uncle Ben, or Aunt May and Peter sitting there, and it's like he's the lawyer's reading the will, and it's like, to my nephew Peter, I leave you my lifetime supply of chocolate milk. And it's Peter, oh, the irony.
I've said this many times.
The cashier was stingy over a fucking penny. You remember?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I've said this many times. You could put on The Amazing Spider-Man right now, and and I've seen it. I can't remember anything that happens in that movie.
I have a copy. We should destroy it.
Or duplicate it.
Yes, duplicate it. Now, there's talk that... I honestly don't think this will happen, but there's a heavy rumor that Peter Parker either will be black or he will be Miles Morales.
No.
Listen, here's my comment about the Miles Morales thing. Don't do Miles Morales only for the sole fact that you have 40-plus years of Peter stories and
exactly.
Miles Morales. You can't have Miles Morales without Peter Parker dying. Also, out of the two of them, who deserves to be with the Avengers more?
Yeah, like, yeah, I completely agree with you. And the whole, like, they can get past the whole, like, Peter dying and Miles taking up the whole thing, because with Ant-Man, it's like Hank Pym is already Ant-Man and he's giving it to Scott Lang. They can kind of pull something like that with Miles and Peter, but yeah, you're right. The main thing is they have 40 years of Peter Parker
and he like deserves two to be of with the Avengers.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, from a personal standpoint, I like putting myself, I like envisioning myself as these characters. Like, I absolutely love Spider-Man because I feel like I can relate to him. I can't relate to a black Mexican.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are many people, like there are many people who can, and that's great for them.
I feel like this whole subject is coming up because of equality and everything, which to me is the wrong way of going about it. You should be, if you want to do not Peter Parker, then do the other one.
Here's my issue with changing things. Here's my issue with Marvel Studios and Marvel Comics. When Marvel Studios does something, Marvel Comics then changes its entire canon to fit it.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson comes in as Nick Fury, who, by the way, is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah,
he's
great.
Fury.
He's great, yeah.
And the reason why they change race is because of the ultimate Nick Fury, who's African-American. Once that happens, they pretty much vilify the original Nick Fury and bring in his son, Nick Fury Jr., who happens to be black. Okay, the original Nick Fury is still around, though. Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch are apparently not the children of Magneto and not mutants.
They're miracles.
But that's
inhuman. So they're changing that.
But that's because of licensing rights.
Yeah, but they change it in the comics is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
They just did that. It was the Siege, I think it was. The event with the Red Skull combining with Onslaught. There was a scene where Scarlet Witch is flying in the air over Magneto and Quicksilver. She goes, I use my powers to strike down my family. Quicksilver falls, but Magneto doesn't. And she literally goes, we're not related to you. You're not our dad. So they're changing that. That's what I'm afraid of. And I'm cool when they change some things. Comic books are like soap operas. It's always like, I'm not the father, or you were in a coma for 10 years, and you're replaced by a clone, your evil twin. It happens. In the movies, I don't mind when they change things. New Fantastic Four, them changing the race of the Human Torch is not why I don't want to see that movie.
No, it's because they're all teenagers.
Yeah, it's because it looks awful.
Yeah.
And that too.
I don't mind when they change Nick Fury to Samuel Jackson. That's fine. Nick
Fury's
totally
not a
character. I think if they were to change Spider-Man's race, the only reason to do that is just because.
Because of equal rights.
Yeah. Which
if they're going to do that, then I want to see a white Madea.
Yeah.
Played by Danny DeVito.
Daniel Day-Lewis as White Madea.
Oh, my God.
Well, I just read a thing. There was apparently this rumor that in the comics, in the Green Lantern comics, there was this woman who was a Hispanic that took on the mantle for a little while. And there was a rumor that in the Justice League movies, Michelle Rodriguez would be playing that, and that would be Green Lantern, not Hal Jordan, not John Stewart. It'd be this woman. And she made a statement saying, I'm paraphrasing here, she got some slack for it, and she had to clarify what she said, pretty much saying, don't take the white people's superheroes away and change them just because you can. Create new characters and give these other
demographics
their own mythologies. And, you know, I can see that. To an extent, you can change Nick Fury and all that, but I think Spider-Man, you know, it shouldn't be changed just because. If they were to change it, there has to be a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they were to change it and make it work, then all power to them.
Yeah,
but either way, call him Peter Parker.
I mean, like, if there's a black Peter Parker...
You're going to call... If they do cast, say, a Donald Glover, and they call him Peter Parker, you'd be okay with that?
Yeah.
Because
if they can make it work.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, if they can make it work, exactly. Why wouldn't you be okay with it?
How are they going to make it work?
I don't know.
It's everything Peter Parker, except he's black.
But he's never been black before.
Yeah, neither has Human Torch.
But no one cares about Human Torch as opposed to Spider-Man.
I don't think they will do that with Spider-Man. I'm saying if they did do that, I wouldn't care. But if he was Miles Morales,
I would care.
I would care.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a bad way.
Someone needs to die.
Yeah.
He needs to become Spider-Man. His girlfriend needs to die. He's got to work for the Daily Bugle. By the way, just please, Marvel, if you're listening, please bring J.K. Simmons back.
He might be too big Jameson. Now.
Oh. Well, I was listening. He was on Howard Stern not too long ago. And Howard Stern asked him, like, hey, what's the deal with Spider-Man? Could you be in another one? This was before the deal was announced. Yeah, yeah. And he goes, it could happen.
Of course you're going to say that. I mean,
He said numerous times if he was offered, he would come back.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dude, if he's J. Jonah Jameson again, he better have the Oscar on his desk. That would be
I mean,
so
he's
awesome.
A commodity right now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a very hot commodity.
So bring him back, Marvel.
There is no one else who can play that role as good as him.
Yeah. No one.
Maybe Gilbert Gottfried.
Maybe Sting.
Stong?
Stong. String. Stong.
String.
Bryan Cranston.
He would be good, could be but... Cool.
But he won't be J.K. Simmons. Bryan Cranston should be like Vulture.
Oh, you know, him or John Malkovich.
Well, no, he's busy doing Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, he
John
is in
Malkovich
Star Trek.
Is Star Trek?
No, Bryan Cranston.
You're right, yeah.
If Bryan, real quick, if Bryan Cranston could play any... Doc Ock. He'd be Doc Ock.
They should bring back Alfred Molina, whatever his name is.
Alfred Molina.
Yeah, he was good. I like
Alyssa Milano's father.
See, we'll get Willem Dafoe back. Just bring back everyone from the original franchise.
You ever notice that all the villains in the first three Spider-Man movies all just committed suicide?
Yeah.
Like, Spider-Man never killed them. Like, Green Goblin stabbed himself.
Have you ever seen the Nostalgia Critics review of old versus new, the old Spider-Man and the new Spider-Man?
I did, yeah. I think he liked, because it was a while ago, I think he liked Sam Raimi's Spider-Man better.
No, he liked the new one.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was by 1 point, but...
Why?
I don't know. But he made a good point about the villains. He went with the Raimi villains, and it's like, how memorable are the Raimi villains? Like, you can quote them nonstop, especially Willem Dafoe. But then you watch the new ones, and the villains are so forgettable.
They're so forgettable to the fact that in that one scene, Amazing Spider-Man 2, all of their gear is hanging on the wall. So any Joe Schmo, like, oh, I feel like being Doc Ock today. I'm going to go over and grab his tentacles.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
I feel like being the Vulture today. I'll see you guys. I am very excited for this deal.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they actually end up doing with it. I think the other interesting point to bring up is just what exactly are we going to do about the Amazing Spider-Man movies? Because
they're dead.
I feel like the only way to make it work, because general movie-going public, they're all over the place. I'm sure there's people out there who think the Amazing Spider-Man movies are sequels to Spider-Man 3.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Because people just don't get it, even though he's already back in high school. I think the best way to do it, if they were to just jump in the middle of it, he's been Spider-Man,
Combine
the two universes.
I mean, Marvel's already said they're not doing origin stories anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Just take both, take elements from both and combine it so people can take their pick.
Now, let me ask, is that what you would do?
That's what I would do.
Oh, yeah. There's some people that are so out of tune with these with the internet and, like, you know, comic book movies. I remember when I went to see Avengers a few years ago, and, like, at the end when Thanos turns around, there's people thinking, oh, my God, that's Hellboy. Why is Hellboy in
this movie?
People
thought Red Skull.
Yeah.
Like, people thought that was
Red Skull. People thought Red Skull. People thought Hellboy. I remember hearing one guy saying, man, when are they going to get Batman in these movies? It's like, come on. I just want to pull these people over and tell them.
It's like going on a 10-hour-long spiel. All right, here's the history of both comic book companies.
This is exactly why, sir.
90s, Marvel went bankrupt, had to sell their properties, and they've slowly been getting things back. The Daredevil Netflix show has nothing to do with Ben Affleck.
He will not be fighting Elektra
Nick
in a playground.
Nick Cage will not be in the Avengers. Stop thinking that. Wesley Snipes will not be in the Avengers. The new Fantastic Four, the Human Torch just didn't get more burnt. This is an African American.
I mean, the guy
you
who made that
burn more.
We can't burn more.
The guy who made that comment, maybe he was joking, but he was. I mean, because I was walking out of the theater behind him because I saw Avengers a few times. I think I saw it twice in the theaters, if I remember correctly. And I remember him just talking to his friend, but he sounded sincere, and I was just like, "Sir, there is so much wrong with what you just said."
Can I just make a statement about Fantastic Four?
No.
Real quick.
Yeah, sure. What?
I think after seeing Whiplash, I think Miles Teller is going to be really cool. I like him as an actor.
I like
Kate Mara is pretty good. Michael B. Jordan, I'm interested to see what he can do with
the
part.
He was good in Chronicle.
You know, I liked Chronicle, and I think Michael B. Jordan can do that pretty well. Like, if he can make it work, if he can make Johnny Storm work, because Johnny Storm's kind of a Spider-Man character. If he can make Johnny Storm work, then all power to him. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Yeah.
The Thing, no. That's not The Thing. No.
Who's playing? I have no idea.
That kid who played Tintin, I think.
Wasn't that animated?
Yeah, well, it was motion cap.
Oh, what the fuck?
But I think the issue with the Fantastic Four is going to be the story.
And Doctor Doom.
Am I the only person who's not, like, impressed by Miles Teller?
I thought he was pretty good.
Then again, I should say, his sample size hasn't been very large.
He's a newcomer.
But at least from everything I've seen him in, it's the same note. Just, I mean, good for him learning the drum and everything for Whiplash. That's, I now, mean, that's amazing, but still.
Speaking of Fantastic Four, now that Spider-Man and Sony and Marvel have been able to work out a deal, do you think a Fox deal may be able to work if this Spider-Man thing works?
No.
No?
No, because I think Fox is going to be the one stubborn head. Because they've had success.
I mean, this, Sony was stubborn for a long
time. If it wasn't
for
Amazing Spider-Man 2 failing as badly as it was, this would never happen.
Here's what I think is going to happen with the Fox end. I know Fantastic Four 2 fan, or Fantastic Four is going to Fan Four Stick is not going to do well. They're not going to advertise it well. It took us how long to see anything? Not all they needed to do was during Comic-Con make a logo with a four on it. That's all they needed to do. But they didn't even do that. It's not going to go well, and they'll probably have to sell the rights back to Marvel. X-Men, I'm okay with Fox owning it.
Because yeah, they've been good. Mostly.
Look at all the X-Men movies.
Other than Brett Ratner, they've been okay.
Yeah, and X-Men Origins. 1 people liked. X-Men 2 people liked. X-Men 3 not a lot of people liked. X-Men Origins Wolverine no one liked. No. First Class people liked. The Wolverine people enjoyed.
It was
I thought
mixed.
It was all right, but people liked it. It got good reviews.
Yeah.
And Days of Future Past everyone liked. There's only like that's 7 movies and only 2 out of them like fans didn't like. Like that's a good track record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're and X-Men also, Apocalypse is going
to
be good.
And Fox Fox needs to realize X-Men movies aren't as popular as say the biggest Marvel movies at Iron Man or at Captain America. So it's not going to make the kind of money that you think it's going to make.
Plus if I think if they had mutants in the Avengers universe,
now,
it
would be
the X-Men, it'd be too much going on.
Oh god.
I'm not saying because of that you need to have a merger, but honestly, like Fantastic Four, who cares? They don't need to be in the Avengers. They're a joke of a comic in the first place.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares about them. But as cool as it would be to have Wolverine in the Marvel Universe as far as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is it really needed?
Nah, I mean, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. If it happens, I'll be happy. Like, if they made a deal saying Hugh Jackman's going to be in Avengers 3...
I'd be cool with that.
I'd be cool with it, but if it didn't happen, I'd be like, whatever.
What we need is Silver Surfer, though, I think, with Marvel.
Yeah.
I think with this whole Cosmic thing going on, Silver Surfer fits like a glove.
Yeah, and then, you know, him and Galactus.
Yeah.
That would be, like, Galactus just comes and eats Thanos. That would be so cool. Thanos is like, you think you guys can defeat me? Munch.
Then Aunt May bangs Galactus.
Oh, I still want my Aunt May movie. Do you think they're going to do that?
Oh, the one where she's a spy?
Yeah.
Maybe they can still do Sally Fields.
Maybe she can team up with Agent Carter.
Maybe she can get more blankets from the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, I read this article. It was like a fan editorial about their idea for a Stan Lee cameo in the new Spider-Man movie, the new Spider-Man universe. Peter's looking at a picture of his Aunt May and his Uncle Ben and Stan Lee's Uncle Ben.
That would be fantastic.
How great would that be?
And he just sheds a tear and it falls onto the picture.
Yeah.
I hope
he is with great power comes great responsibility.
And comic books. Yeah. That would be perfect
Excelsior.
That would be a perfect like thing for when I mean you know what's gonna happen for when Stanley eventually passes.
No,
I mean,
he's immortal. He's not gonna die.
And then they revealed him during Infinity Wars, he reveals himself as Uatu the Watcher. That's
why
he's in all the time periods.
Dude, that would work so well. Like that's why he's in Guardians. That's why he's like a galaxy away.
That's why he's in all these different universes.
Yeah.
Like.
Gents, I feel like we've exhausted it. Unless you guys have anything else to say.
Andre 84, never forget.
never forget.
Well, I hope that there was an old Spider-Man game that came out a few years ago called Shattered Dimensions, where Mysterio shatters Spider-Man's dimension.
I couldn't tell by the title.
By the way, Mysterio would be a great villain for
I'd
the new
love
movie,
to see Mysterio.
Starring as Bruce Campbell.
Yeah,
that would be great. But anyway, where in Shattered Dimensions, Mysterio makes like a dimensional rift, and Spider-Man sees himself in all different worlds. Like, he sees Spider-Pig from The Simpsons. And so what they need to do with this new movie is have that happen, and then have this new actor meet Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire as he's dancing.
Have you ever...
That would be awesome.
That whole event, Spider-Verse, that's been going on in the comics?
Yeah, yeah.
And Spider-Man? It's like every single Spider-Man's in there. You got, Peter Parker, you got Miles Morales, you got...
Ben Grimm, or not Ben Grimm,
Ben Reilly.
Ben Reilly.
You got like Spider-Man Noir, you got Spider-Gwen that they just started doing. You got all these different alternate realities. The cartoon Spider-Man from the 60s and the 90s.
Damn.
They show up in there. But there was a page where two Spider-Men are talking. And they're like, oh, you know, there's one Spider-Man that won't stop singing show tunes. It's really annoying. And then one was like, well, I keep seeing, I saw this one. He kind of looks like that guy from Seabiscuit. And the other goes, well, I think I saw the guy from The Social Network. So that was their way of putting them in, that those continuities are in Spider-Verse.
Jesus Christ. Is that any good? Is it worth reading?
I haven't read it. Oh. But apparently it's pretty cool. I mean, none of this is going to matter when Marvel reboots their universe.
Yeah,
anyway.
Wait, go into that real quick. Explain that to me like I'm a 5-year-old, because I read that online and I don't understand what they're doing.
I have no clue. They're not doing a hardcore New 52 reboot.
Yeah.
Where they reboot everything and like they've been around for a couple years. This always happens. It happens with DC and the Crisis of Infinite Universes or Crisis of Infinite Earths.
Oh, were they in the 80s? Yeah.
This is their way of fixing up every single continuity issue and every
single
plot
hole. Like with House of M?
Yeah.
House of M, like, where Scarlet Witch wishes there was no more mutants, and it happens. And then when they fix everything, and when they fix everything, there's only a select few of mutants, because at that point, there was a million mutants, and it was so overloaded.
Is this related to House of Cards with Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, Kevin Spacey's Magneto.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, they're revamping it. The events, the major events, the death of Uncle Ben, Gwen Stacy, the Civil War, the Infinity Gauntlet, they still happened, but things are just going to be different. We don't know.
Okay.
We really don't know. I think it's their way of merging the Ultimate and the new universes together, because they're not like DC where there's thousands of Earths and they talk about each one.
Yeah. It was a neighbor.
I think this is their way of combining all of their universes into one cohesive thing.
Okay.
And also pretty much to make comics that relate to the Avengers movies, pretty much. That's what I think.
Speaking of DC real quick, what'd you think of the Aquaman photo release?
Oh, I thought that was terrible.
You mean Thorin Drogo? Because he looks like Thorin Oakenshield and Khal Drogo combined?
Like, when it said Unite the Seven, when I read it really quick, I thought it said Unite the Sea. Because he's Aquaman. But then I read it again, and it said Unite the Seven. And for the longest time, I had no idea what he was talking about. I'm like, Unite the Seven? Seven what?
Like the Seven Seas?
Seven Seas. And it's just, and then I realized, seven members of the Justice League.
Which are going to be most likely Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman,
it's the new
Green
52
Lantern,
Justice
Flash,
League for, yeah, Cyborg.
Aquaman, Cyborg.
Yeah.
It's going to be no Unite, Martian Manhunter,
then,
man.
Yeah, well, Martian Manhunter fucking sucks. And I will
I
stand
love
by,
Martian
no,
Manhunter.
Okay, watch the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited cartoons. Martian Manhunter gets his ass beat constantly. I read Final Crisis. Martian Manhunter has a bit in that where he dies immediately. I read, I'm currently reading Injustice Gods Among Us. I'm on the third volume.
How is that?
Fucking, I can give you the first two volumes. I have them on my laptop. Anyway. I'm spoiling this for you, though.
It's okay.
There's a bit where Martian Manhunter kicks Wonder Woman's ass for a little bit, and then he gets incinerated and dies. Every time I see Martian Manhunter, he's either dying or getting beaten within an inch of his life. So I can kind of see why they didn't put him in.
I do got to say with Cyborg, got to represent the guy who's playing him graduated from Haddon Heights.
Really?
Which is South Jersey represent.
Hell
and
yeah.
Who is he?
Ray Fisher, his name is. He was a Broadway actor, and this is like his first movie role.
Good for him.
Oh. He's a young guy, too, but, you know, South Jersey represent.
Getting into Injustice, though, this is, I don't read too many DC comics, but this is head over heels, whatever that saying is, the best comic run I've ever read in my life. It's its own, like, continuity, so they can do whatever they want in it, and it's like Walking Dead.
That Superman killed the Joker, right?
Yeah, and it's DC's Civil War. Batman's one side with his team, Superman's one side with his team, and it's just, like, these people, like, so many heroes die you don't expect to die, just like The Walking Dead. Walking Dead comic is known for just having people die on a whim. Without you, it's what Injustice is like. But
by the
it's
way,
fucking awesome.
Fuck you, Walking Dead, for needing a 1-hour post show and not letting Better Call Saul be on Sunday nights.
Yeah. Well,
I have an issue with that.
When Breaking Bad aired, what night was on?
Sunday.
It was Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday at 10, right?
Well, what they did was Breaking Bad would have the one half of the year, and then Walking Dead would have the other half. So they didn't. They didn't really, you know, they didn't conflict all that often.
Walking Dead like sucks right now.
Walking Dead is fucking awful.
So
comic is great though.
But of course they need 1 hour to talk about it afterwards. So that takes up 2 hours of your airtime right there. They can't put Better Call Saul on at 8:00, so it's screwed. So they have to put it on Mondays now, which is going to suck because you know what if hopefully don't put it on during football season, but God forbid.
Yeah,
it's doing great for Mondays. So, I don't know.
I think most of the people that watch Breaking Bad like aren't going to watch football.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah?
Breaking You'd be football. Surprised. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, most nerds that watch Breaking Bad don't watch football.
I don't.
So
I know plenty of people who aren't nerds who watch Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Better Call Saul.
Tell them to fuck off and not watch football.
Anyway, gents. Well, in closing out, I cannot wait for the new Spider-Man movie. I am giddy like a little schoolgirl.
Mm.
And I hope it's Peter Parker, because I love Peter Parker. He's my boy. And I read on Uberfacts that Peter Parker's address is a real address in Queens that's housed by that houses a family, the Parkers. I don't know if that's true or not, but we should go find out. Probably not true anymore. I don't know how old that quote that fact is. Mm. Any last words, Sean, before I kill you?
Yes. 1 year anniversary today of You Know What.
Oh, God.
From 10:02.
It was 1 year ago today. My old roommate died.
Sid? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then his ghost was in our house. True story, everybody.
Yeah, I remember that whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, we were joking about it earlier about how, you know, he could come back and... Oh!